Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, for Boston sports fans, one season has just ended prematurely. The New England Patriots, of course, didn't make it to the Super Bowl thanks to Joe Falco and the Baltimore Ravens.
True, but another season has just begun very late. Of course, we're talking about the Boston Bruins and the NHL. So to talk about endings and beginnings, we're joined now by Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Hi, Meghna. Can we really say the Patriots season ended prematurely? How many teams around the NFL would be thrilled to have made it to the conference championship?
Exactly. Ending prematurely in the postseason.
It's only by standards
this
that we apply
Tom
to the Patriots.
And the Tom and Bill show. Exactly. They're supposed to take us to the Super Bowl.
And win it.
And they didn't.
Can I ask you about the Bruins?
Let's
two
clean
wins,
house.
Two wins, no losses so far?
Yeah, one more win, and they clinch home ice advantage right through the playoffs. I think. Is it? Season's almost over, right? Oh, no, wait. Sorry. It is 40-odd games. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited. Little overexcited too early, I guess.
All right, well, let's talk about this game on Monday against the Winnipeg Jets. With the score tied, the game came down to a shootout. Patrice Bergeron put the Bruins up 2-1, and it was up to Winnipeg's Brian Little to even the score. Here is NESN's Jack Edwards with the final call.
And Little must score to extend the shootout. Rask out of his goal. Little on the forehand. Hits the post, and the Bruins win.
Yay, he missed.
Yeah, the post is the goalie's best friend. It's like in soccer. You know, the woodwork is your best pal every time. Yay, we win.
Well, so, Bill, there was a sellout crowd of the TD Garden. There was worry that hockey fans weren't going to come back after the lockout, so...
I don't think there was any worry here in Boston that hockey fans wouldn't come back after the lockout. There may be some other outposts, you know, in various retirement communities in Arizona, California, and Florida where people aren't coming back. In hockey cities like this, in Montreal and Toronto and Chicago and Detroit, that won't be an issue.
All right. Well, we should talk about the Super Bowl. The Ravens win. The Baltimore Ravens win sets up a brother versus brother showdown at the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens, and his younger brother, Jim, coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Some dramatic storylines leading up to the big game in New Orleans. And Bill, this is all grist for the Only a Game haiku contest. Can you tell us about this?
Well, somebody's already sent us a haiku that invokes Cain and Abel. I really like that, you know, the brother v. brother controversy. Just to remind people what the Only Game haiku is about, we've done it for 20 years. We celebrate the Super Bowl in this way, and my favorite all-time haiku goes like this. Silly coach, screaming, the call stands, you change nothing, but your heart explodes.
That's
fantastic. So we are now in the at the time for soliciting haiku from listeners. We'd be happy to see whatever your haiku is at onlygame.org.
All right. And you can't give us a little bit of a taste of some that have come in already?
Well, I don't want to give away the incredible thrill that is in store for people on the day before the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, one more subject. Let's move on to this. This afternoon in San Diego, the family of former Patriots linebacker Junior Seau filed a lawsuit against the NFL, claiming that the violent hits he suffered during his career caused brain damage. Seau committed suicide in May. Bill, this isn't the first lawsuit like this against the NFL.
No, as a matter of fact, it's, by my count, lawsuit number 4001. There are 4,000 ex-NFL players who've signed on to class action lawsuits against the league, which basically, for the most part, contend that the league was not forthcoming in terms of what they knew about possible brain damage for people playing football in the NFL.
So are we reaching a kind of critical mass where we're going to see some changes?
I have no idea. I still see on websites all over the place people voting for greatest hits ever where helmets are bouncing into the end zone and everything else. as long as people love the stuff, I don't know. Maybe they're going to settle with 4,000 people bringing lawsuits.
Hmm. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening right here on WBUR. Plus, onlyagameradio.org. Is that it? The website for the haikus?
Onlyagame.org will get you there.
Onlyagame.org. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
And stay with us. There's more ahead on Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.